America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway to talk to the true insiders in D.C. and out of D.C., frankly, from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Hey, Victoria, how was your weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. Thank you.
I had a great weekend. Luckily, I didn't play any of the horses because I'll Have Another came in first again. So here's a hint, because I know you're not a huge sports fan, but this is the Triple Crown race, and the Belmont is in New York, and it's the toast of the town. Everybody goes to Long Island, even if it takes them 15 hours. That'll happen in another couple of weeks. And I'll Have Another has a great chance to win all three races by capping it off with a win at the Belmont. I know. I love the name of the horse.
That is really something.
It is something. But you, what was really even more interesting to me, and obviously to you as well, is we have the whole NATO summit going on in Chicago. And afterwards, the president holds a press conference. And what does he decide to do when he gets in front of the microphones?
Well, he's asked a direct question. And it was about Cory Booker, Democratic mayor of Newark, who made remarks basically going after the Obama campaign for going after Romney for job losses when Bain took over a steel mill in Kansas City. And by the way, the Obama campaign has another ad out today going after Bain for another job loss place. And so he asked whether Romney's personally responsible for those job losses, whether he's going to pull back a bit on these ads and things like that. And President praises Cory Booker, and then he says, I think it's important to recognize that this issue is not a distraction. This is part of the debate that we're going to be having in this election. He makes it very clear. He says his view of private equity is that it's set up to maximize profits, and that's a healthy part of the free market. And he goes on, and that's the role of a lot of business people, and he talks about that, and that's fine. And he says the reason this is relevant to the campaign is because my opponent, Governor Romney, his main calling card for why he thinks you should be president is his business expertise. He's not going out there touting his experience in Massachusetts. He's saying, I'm a business guy and I know how to fix it, and this is his business. And he said, and when you're president, as opposed to the head of a private equity firm, then your job is not simply to maximize profit.
Ooh, that was good. That was a good question, too, to throw out there. I wonder who asked that question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was huge. Okay, so we move from that, because we could talk all night long and fill up the show with what happened at NATO with Pakistan and Afghanistan and Hamid Karzai before that and people protesting, but we got that down. So the debt ceiling, we don't got that down. The debt ceiling is the same old, same old. I always say this, Victoria, that if you come to Washington, you better bring just tons of Band-Aids, because that's all this these legislature seems to do is put Band-Aids over it. What's going to happen with this?
Well, they can't do anything until the president requests to raise the debt ceiling. He has to go to Congress to request to raise the debt ceiling. Until that happens, they can just talk themselves blue in the face. Nothing's going to happen. So he will probably do that either towards the end of this year or early next year, which is why it's sort of odd that Speaker Boehner brought it up now. And a lot of people say, well, why did you bring it up now? He said, well, because we need to address it now. People say, well, you can't do anything about it now. So then the whole question comes about, is this politicking? And he's saying, no, I'm being the adult in the room. I'm saying we need to figure out the way that we're going to deal with it ahead of time. And then you have to make up your mind who is politicking and who is being prudent.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Who's politicking and who's being prudent? I want a list of everyone that's being prudent.
Yeah.
Start making that list. John Edwards, you covered him definitely in Washington days. He's in and out of Washington, running for VP on the undercard with Kerry, then running for president, of course, as a senator from North Carolina. And we talked about this before, all the nonsense that has happened and now what's going on in the courtroom. But it's up to the jury. Are people in Washington and the Eastern Seaboard, are they really chatting this up about Edwards and this campaign financing fraud and what the jury will decide, if they will decide it's fraud, in fact?
It's definitely water cooler talk.
Yeah.
There's some real intrigue, but, you know, he's facing six counts. up to 30 years. They've had 2 days of deliberations, and they haven't come back with anything. So I think the sense is that they're really considering the law rather than just convicting him of being scuzzy. So that's sort of encouraging, actually, for him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The law's complex.
Yeah, I agree. He's the more that the longer this takes, the better it is for John Edwards. I guarantee it. I guarantee that he's looking better each day that ticks off the clock, for sure. Victoria Jones, thanks so much for joining us from Talk Radio News. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, another It's Your Business. We look into the background of a guy who grew up with a father who started a menswear company for guys coming and getting suits and et cetera, and then went on to do the same thing himself. So it's that entrepreneurial spirit that we're seeing more and more of across the country, which is why we don't want to lose what we know is so necessary, the tax incentives to keep thriving and growing capitalism. I think this is at the heart of this upcoming election. Really, the last 2 years, that's what the discussion has been. And here we were talking about the debt ceiling, and as I mentioned, the whole box of Band-Aids theory. This is something that hasn't changed. This is nothing new, but this is part of the problem. So anyway, we'll chat with a businessman and how you grow your business, how you network, how you do the things you need to do to just take that leap of faith and go for it. All right, speaking of a leap of faith and boys behaving badly, oh, this really made headlines, as all of you know. At this point, we're probably a little bit sick of it because a lot of our money's been spent on this. But three drug enforcement guys are under investigation, the agents, for allegedly hiring prostitutes in that Cartagena, Colombia thing. And now the House Homeland Security Chairman, Peter King, the Republican from New York, who's sounded off about this long and hard, said that they've been aware of this for some time, that this isn't something new. You know, because we had the Secret Service agents and the trip, Obama's trip in April, they were the advance crew right before the president got there, right before the Summit of Americas, that's what it was billed as, and then, of course, made huge headlines after the one prostitute was gypped and wouldn't leave the room, and that's what peeled open the can of worms. But this is something that's been happening for a long time, is what Pete King is saying and some others. So they're looking into the DEA agents, and they're trying to figure out, you know, where this is headed, actually, in this Secret Service scandal, DEA agent kind of thing. At this point, I'd say, like I said before, you put a memo out, it's history, that's over with. No more. Here's what the bottom line is. You do this, you're out. We catch you, you're gone. And then there's no gray area and there's no spending our money to keep going over the same ground. We know what happened, or we believe we know what happened. What more do we need to know? How graphic do we need to get with this? And how much money do we need to spend on guys who hired prostitutes before the president and the entourage came down for that summit? Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, the real buzz at the water cooler happening at the start of the week. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're steering our Mercedes in the direction of NATO. Well, let's see. Maybe we ought to drive something else because there's protests all over the place in the Windy City. This isn't a surprise. Whenever they have these summits, these G8 summits or any of these NATO summits, this is exactly what happens. The thing is here, pretty much for the U.S., what's at stake is Afghanistan and talking about what's going to happen. The Canadians already bailed. The French are bailing. So who's left to help us shoulder the burden of paying the price for Afghanistan? When I say we're paying the price, you know this. Supposedly, we are done by 2014. Done. But we still have the burdens of funding the Afghan army and the police force, especially as more partners drop by the wayside and the woes continue in Europe. Here's what the Prez had to say about leaving Afghanistan and the idea of doing it prematurely.
The timetable that we've established is a sound one. It is a responsible one. Are there risks involved in it? Absolutely.
See, and I disagree. I think we should have left right after Osama bin Laden. That was the time to say, woohoo, mission accomplished, boom, we did what we came for, we helped you out, we're out of here, boom. Because everybody who since, especially people that are higher up in our security trenches, what they've said when they've come back is the Taliban is still thriving in Afghanistan, still thriving. Which prompted many of the top generals to say, oh, well, we need to stay longer. Well, we already are financially staying longer. There's already going to be people that are going to be there. There's going to be contractors that stay on the ground. And in the meantime, while we now have cut this deal with Hamid Karzai, who, thank you very much, tipped his hat to the taxpayers of the United States, because that's what he said right before the summit. I want to thank the U.S. taxpayers. Great. Oh, thank you so much. President Karzai, we appreciate it. So with that going on, one of the biggest problems we have, and picture this, okay, we're not in fatigues right now. We're not on the ground level, but we get pictures and snippets of it, and some of us have family members who have served, and many of you who have served have called this show, and we've had guests on to talk about it. So I want you to figure this out for a second. Imagine the amount, the cost that goes up, the risk in human lives, but also the risk in dollars. When you have trucks with equipment, things that are necessary, supply trucks that have to go through Pakistan, because Pakistan is right there on the supply route. There's not a lot of ways around it. Yes, there is. That take, you know, routes that not only are trickier, more dangerous, but take longer. So since last year, basically, that border has been closed. There's a bunch of routes closed. We were paying $500 a truck to Pakistan to let our trucks go through. Do you know what they want now? $25,000 a truck. So add that into more of the cost of this occupation, this helping hand, if you will, this war in Afghanistan. So I disagree. We shouldn't. The mistake is that we didn't get out when we had the opening. We didn't do it. We definitely have put in our blood, sweat, and tears on that soil. So, of course, the Afghan president is excited to thank the U.S. because there's more investment coming. There's more money coming. And with Pakistan and this negotiation, basically they're sticking us up. So do we pay the $25,000 for a truck? $25,000. And the number that's being pumped out is like $5,000. But the number I heard is $25,000. So somewhere in between there is the real number. But I got this from somebody who is over there. So we go from 200, 500 to somewhere between 10,000 and 25,000. And how many trucks do you think we need with supplies to come through? Oh, we're not talking about one or two once in a while. We're talking about a fleet of trucks that have to come through, and they need to come through because they have to help our troops. These are supplies that are needed. So nothing has happened here. They're trying to work through these issues. In fact, our president said, President Zaidari thinks that we can get this worked through, that we're going to try to make some progress. Zaidari met with a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, this past weekend, and then talked to her again, discussing the importance of reopening those NATO supply lines. And, of course, their cooperation, for whatever it's worth, to fight terroristic threats. Yeah, we have a great relationship with Pakistan, don't we? And this is a pothole-filled route. We are giving billions of dollars. We have given billions of dollars in aid over this past decade to Pakistan. And yet, they hate America. The anti-Americanism over there is thick, like a fog rising in the morning over the bay in San Francisco. So there might have been some cooperation here and there, but there's more double dealing, and it's unreliable, and I wouldn't trust Pakistan one bit. So now this transit route is huge. It's terrible. It's terrible for the U.S. It's terrible for our troops because we have to have it. And you've got the top commander in Afghanistan, Marine General John Allen, who has tried to do whatever, just tried to sweeten the deal, make the sides come together, whatever, acknowledging we want to see the border crossings reopened as soon as possible. Of course he does, because he sees how high the stakes are. And now what's happened when the crossings have been closed? It's more costly, the alternative routes. It's also scarier as far as what can happen to those supplies. It's a riskier deal. I mean, let me tell you how this goes. You've got northern routes that connect basically the Baltic and Caspian Sea ports with Afghanistan through Russia and Central Asia. Not good. So they have to use sea, rail, truck. Boy, that's a lot of money. A lot more than what used to be the crossing Pakistan by land. So, I mean, our pockets just keep getting picked. It just keeps happening. And the shipments of Jeeps and trucks and whatever else it is that we need aren't getting there. It's very time consuming and it's very expensive to move it by air, and it's just as dangerous to do this air thing. So, you know what, really, as somebody said to me earlier in the day, just a guy that I know that's covering this NATO stuff, said NATO equals Pakistan equals spoiler. And of course they do. But when they see figures like $5 billion and $6 billion to help Afghanistan, and then they know the money they've gotten in the past, they want more money. They have their hand out. That's what the deal is. So this is what I said, odds and ends. This is the buzz in the backyard. What's happening in Chicago because of the effect of what it means to us across the rest of the United States, whether you have somebody serving or not, we're all taxpayers. We're all paying through the nose for Afghanistan. So I disagree respectfully with the comment by the president that, you know, this is what we're doing. We're dug in here. This is what we have to do. And we can't prematurely leave Afghanistan. We should have already left Afghanistan. By now, we'd be free and clear. Free and clear. Instead, we're dumping more money into a useless situation. I said it before, but if you were writing the history books, how will we be judged with this Afghanistan thing? How does this ultimately play out? I get the initial invasion. I get going in that direction. I don't get staying this long. It makes absolutely no sense to me. You might disagree. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-8. We're spinning the tunes. We got some more hits on the flip side.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dig in Afghanistan. That's part of the message. While the meetings go on, the NATO summit in Chicago. What do you think? I know we have taken your pulse many, many times on this show. And once again, hats off to all my friends, and I have many friends who have served for what they've done for this country in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And for all the people that are listening, I know a lot of you are listening overseas, and you write us just fabulous emails. We can't say enough about your service. We can't do enough for the people who come back. Absolutely. That's where the focus needs to be, honestly. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Also, we got the blunder, another blunder of the week. We just keep, there's so many of them. This next blunder will just, this is going to just blow your socks off. First, let's go to Harry, who is listening to us in North Carolina. I think he can almost see me because he's probably looking at the website doing that pal talk thing. Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for the call, man. What's up?
Well, first of all, you do have many, many friends amongst our military personnel. We do love you.
Thank you.
You hadn't said something about Why haven't we left Afghanistan?
Yes, what I said is that we had a chance to, once Osama bin Laden, okay, we got a lot of, let's call them the bad guys of the Taliban, you know, like the House of Cards. And then you get Osama bin Laden, boy, that's the victory. That's the victory, Harry. And that's when you leave, you're like, woohoo, we did it. Look at what we've invested here. We've built some roads. We've gone through these villages. We've sacrificed. We've given everything we can to this. That's what I think. I think that there was a chance to do that then, which would be at the 10-year, almost at the 10-year mark at that point. So
we actually did. The American service members actually did leave. It was turned over to NATO and the UN in around about 2005.
But you have to remember
things got blown up.
Right.
And that's why we're back. The mission in Afghanistan.
Because of what happened, I get what you're saying, Harry. I'm gonna pick it up from there. We're kind of losing. You're kind of dropping off a little bit. The NATO got involved, of course, is what I'm saying. We're shouldering the burden of NATO, though. We're shouldering the burden of the majority of this, which always NATO means basically the United States. Yes, there are others helping. Canada was involved. Canada left. They were done. They had enough. They did what they could do in Afghanistan. The French are bailing. They've got money woes in Europe. But the United States was always the majority. There was the extra surge. We still have over 88,000 troops in Afghanistan. The supposed timetable is 2014, but we're investing at least till 2024 another $5 billion, $6 billion in Afghanistan to help build the army and to help build up the police forces as well. So that was one of the guarantees that was given to President Karzai. Hey, this is what we're going to do. He wanted the money attached to it because he knew we can't afford it. We got minerals somewhere that are valuable. They're all over the place in faraway parts where there's snipers trained on some of those areas. But you've got to pay for this. You got to pay for it. So, of course, we're paying for it. Do I think that we should have gone in the first place? Yes. Do I think that we didn't come out of it at the right time? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, Kate, I just put something on your Facebook there about, the title is Taliban-Afghan Troops Forge Agreements. In other words, what's happening is the Taliban are getting on the radio and talking to the Afghan troops, our supposed allies, and saying, hey, you know, we're going to be moving. They don't shoot at us. And it's happening to such an extent that there's a quote in there saying it's a lieutenant colonel. Everywhere he went, these troops were telling him, you know, that the Taliban and the Afghans were working together to not take any casualties and to allow ambushes. This is the same thing that happened in Vietnam. At a certain point, you couldn't even shoot. You know, the South Vietnamese didn't want you to shoot at, you know, 2,000 North Vietnamese troops that were at night. You could see them, you know, on the hills.
Right.
You couldn't shoot them because there was a little truce going on. And
yeah,
that's because political willpower of the United States then, just as now, is not there. There's no willpower to, get tough with these people. I mean, all you have to do with the trucks, all you have to do is say, oh, you want us to pay $25,000? Let me see. What if we just give one of these trucks to the Taliban up there in Pakistan? And what if they blow up, accidentally blow up a truck in the middle of one of your cities? What's the cost on that? All you got to do is turn it around on them. You threaten them. Don't let them threaten you. You know, we're the supposedly superpower.
Right.
And we're acting like we're the little five-year-old in a grown-up game. But if you don't have any guts, and if you don't have any political guts, that's what's going to happen to you. It happened in Vietnam. You know, the entire artillery bases were surrendered to the North Vietnamese. I'm hoping we get out of there as quick as we can.
Yeah.
And because it's turning, you know, and forces that we're going to be paying off, they're going to be working with the Taliban. So, you know, they're gonna try and finesse the situation to keep that money coming in, just like that.
Oh, absolutely, and you're absolutely right, because we knew this. We've talked about this before, that they were trying to cut a deal with the Taliban under the guise, you said it right, finessing it, saying that, oh, we're trying to work out a peaceful situation with the Taliban, because, boy, we shattered their leaders. So now we're trying to make this a smooth transition, inviting them to the party to be part of what's going on, the new Afghanistan, the revolution. Yeah, right. Yeah, as you just said, what's going to happen? You almost said this, but you know this. It's what we've been talking about. The Taliban has control. The second we leave, it goes back to where it was.
Hey, Kate, maybe on later in the show you can give us your insight. You do a lot of trading of the...
Yep.
The fade book, that's what they call it.
All right, I like that reference, Tomas. And so everybody out there, I hope you didn't dip into, thanks, Tomas, I hope you didn't dip into the Facebook well, because, of course, it opens up at $38 a share, bumps up to $42 for a short while, and then plummets down to earth like $34 a share. Problems with Facebook that really screwed up the NASDAQ, supposedly. That's where the blame is. But the thing is, they couldn't fill all the orders, and the value with Facebook, I think that Mark Zuckerberg and the people around him got extremely wealthy. There are a lot of billionaires and millionaires floating around, and there was a lot of buzz over it, but it was more of an inflated buzz. So I wouldn't, this is just my little old opinion because I'm not a broker, but I wouldn't go chasing down Facebook right now. If anything, wait and see where it is, but that's, you're talking about social media, and I know how big social media can be, but how does it actually play out? We've seen this happen before. So this was, to me, a real, real bust. And I say this all the time, and Tomas knows this. Here's the bottom line. Many of you have, hopefully, are lucky enough to have 401ks, and you know how you have to sit there and they tell you, it's the enrollment period, and you have to pick a basket of stocks, and you're just, you know, you're reclined, like, what do I do? Do I get bonds? What am I supposed to do? Oh, the money, what do I do? You just have to remember, it's fake money. Really. It's like somebody gave you a couple of free rolls, and you're standing there at the end of the table, and you're playing craps for the first time. You're not really sure what's going to happen. People are screaming and jumping around, so it seems like some good things have happened. The best advice I can give you is when you look at the market before you do anything, if you have anything in the market, make sure you do as much research on the company. It's very easy to do through the miracle of Yahoo Finance. Just type in the stock that you're interested in, and they'll give you all the history. You can roll it back and look at it. But I think the history of Facebook, it's not going to be something that you're going to jump in or jump all over with. It was, to me, and not just me, but I think any of the analysts would say this, it was a complete bust. It was more inflated. It was more hype and water cooler talk than actual payoff, except for the people who were stock heavy that were involved with Facebook, or if he gave X amount of people, you know, shares. For them, little bit of a different story. And there was glitches, there was problems, because, you know, we have these indexes, and the NASDAQ is one of them, and that's where it opened up. The ticker symbol there is FB, and they screwed up the initial public offering, and this is a smart crowd, you know what that is. So it's a private company, it goes public so they can make a bunch of money. Facebook shares needed to hit $36.50 for the market cap to go above $100 billion again. Instead, there were losses. They were down to, as I said, $34.90 on the day. So that's pretty disappointing in just the second day. At one point, going almost 14% down. I think Mark Zuckerberg is really worried about it. I'm going to say probably not so much. Hey, we're going to introduce you to a businessman who worked his way up thanks to his papa, growing up in Detroit, and then moving his business elsewhere. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're going to love our next guest in this edition of It's Your Business. His name is Mike Zack, and his company is called Circa 2000. It's been open since the late 90s, back 1998, and they specialize in fine menswear. So you think, okay, you look at the economy, whether you're super wealthy, somewhere in between, hoping to be wealthy, or whatever it might be. You know, you have to look the part, and you have to be able to network. This guy, and the reason why I think it would be so interesting to so many of you, not just in Texas, not just in Dallas or Austin or wherever, but listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, or in Bridgeport, Connecticut, or in Portland, Maine, is how important the networking thing is. Mike is in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. I think he's got the expensive latte in his hand right now. I'm going to ask him to put it down. Mike, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
You're welcome.
How important is networking? Why is networking so important? Because a lot of people slump this off.
Well, networking is the best way to get business, because people do business with people that they like and people that they know. So once you get to meet somebody, it's a lot different than seeing an ad in a paper or magazine or hearing something on the radio. you identify with the individual, and it breaks down the barriers right away.
So how did you grew up in Detroit, and I'm assuming you learned from your father because your father owned a store, so you probably watched the way that he dealt with clients and probably vendors and whatnot. What was his business, and how did you observe him when you were a kid?
Well, he had a nice men's store in Detroit, and in those days I went to school till noon, and then I had to work to help my dad, and that's how I worked my way through school, and it was one of those things that you just did, and he would go on vacation when I was there and leave me to run the store and expected it to be seamless, so I had to learn from the master, and you know, if you do it the right way, it works.
Yeah. So what happens when, to get into the business, you learned about the business, then you open your own shop. What was the scariest thing about diving in and doing it yourself, opening your own place?
Well, it was the financing, because everybody, all they wanted to know was what kind of collateral I had. I had this great business plan, and they could care less about that. So they wanted to know how much money I had, and I didn't have a lot, so I had to rely on my relationships, and with the networking, I had developed a lot of very, very good relationships.
So if somebody's listening to you and they say, okay, well, networking, this is kind of networking 101, where do you start, though? Let's say you move someplace new. Do you go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings? Do you go to join the Kiwanis Club? What do you do?
Well, I guess it depends on your business, like, because on our higher end, I didn't have as good luck with the Chamber of Commerce because a lot of those people were just starting out, and I wanted to be on a higher level. So I went to the Rotary Club, and the Rotary Club is a different mentality because in ours you had to go every week, so you got people that were real dedicated. And then Rotary, it's the largest service organization in the world, so you can go to Rotary meetings anywhere and meet people, and once you're a Rotarian, it opens up a lot of doors. So I started with that, and then I did some other local things. I got involved with the Cotton Bowl Board of Directors, which is a high-end group of people, and I was able to get a lot of business from being with them. And I went to the school district, and I became the career education advisor for the school district. And one thing leads to another, and they all kind of tie together.
Yeah. You say one of your things that you say is that the clothes sell themselves. So you have to be good at obviously the merchandise and picking the right things. How do you decide that? How do you come, you know, how do you decide, okay, Tommy Bahama, but what are you picking out? How do you know where to go with that?
Well, it's one of those things from experience and from being in the store, listening to what people want. I don't look at basically what they show me. I tell them what I want, what my customers are asking for, and I go all over the world to show, to find the fashion trends. So what I'll have in my store from Tommy Bahama will be completely different than what you'll find in a Tommy Bahama store. And people say, well, I didn't see this there. And I'll buy the fashion merchandise while they'll buy the basic things. And so I just interpret it differently.
Yeah. When somebody comes in, somebody's a client, and this is part of that, it's also part of the networking thing, I guess. Once you get somebody, they're coming in, they start to like you. I grew up in the neighborhood, like a lot of people listening, where that's exactly what happened. There was, it didn't matter what you, where you were, whether it was the butcher, the cleaners, whoever you were going to, or the high-end dress shop, they knew you, so you always went there because of the way they treated you. You obviously get that. So somebody comes in and you want to give them the personal touch. What are some of the things that you've ended up doing for people? I heard like you've gotten people great seats to things, and you know better than me. Here's a better question. What's the craziest thing that you ever did for anyone that they just blew them away?
I had a customer come in a couple years ago before Christmas, and just in conversation, I said, "Are you done with all your shopping?" She says, "Well, the only thing I really wanted, something special for my nephew, I wanted a I wanted tickets to the Dallas Stars game, and they were all sold out, and I just, you know, this was before StubHub, and I said, that's what, she says, he really wants, you know, to see it. Well, I was able, through a connection, to not only get her Stars tickets, but I got her to meet Mike Modano, who was the lead player, and got a puck sign, and she was the hero to this kid, and it had nothing to do with my business, but, you know, after that, you know, they're so in love with Circa 2000 because of the things that, we did for them that, you know, who would do that? So,
yeah. Smart. I know Moto. That was smart to do that. And he's such a nice guy, too. He's so easygoing. That's the perfect connection. Absolutely. No question. And so even with this, and I started saying this in the beginning, even though the economy kind of goes up and down, you've been able to really explode and thrive and do what you have to do because of all the stuff that we've just talked about, right?
Right. And we don't just rely on, you know, one segment, and there's always, you know, people still got to get dressed every day, and there is a difference in the better things. They last longer, and when you put them on, people can tell. So, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, and we always try and implant that on people that we're not the cheapest, but it'll be the best.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect way to end this. Mike Zach, Circa 2000 in Plano, Texas. Continued success, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Glad I could do it.
All right, we do those a couple of times a week. Yeah, usually, actually, once a week, a couple of times a month, to give you ideas of what some people are doing around the country. And there's a great example. It's all about that whole customer service thing. All right, I'm going to give you some customer service here in America Tonight. Woohoo! We're giving away an iPhone thanks to Press 4 or $200. What are you, crazy not to download the Press 4 app? If you go to the website, there are two different ways. You just click on the icon. It's got an iPhone, and it says contest, enter the contest. You click on that. You don't even have to have an iPhone. You can have an iPhone, an Android, an old flip phone like my mother does. I say old flip phone. I keep telling her that. She's gotten to the point where she knows how to take the pictures and send them, though, so that's pretty good. All right, Mom. But the flip phone, you can do it, too. It doesn't matter. Press 4 goes anywhere on any phone. And the key thing is, it's not spamming you, it's nothing like that. It's just a way for you to communicate with America Tonight. So, for example, if you have a daily rant during the middle of the day, you want to complain about something, then you just hold up your Press 4 and you say, America Tonight rant, and you let it rip. And you definitely need to enter the contest because you could win the iPhone or $200. How about that? What a sweet deal. Much better than a stick in the eye, isn't it?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.